The World Health Organization's annual assembly usually stretches over 3 weeks. This one is 2 days, about international cooperation on testing, treatments, and vaccines for COVID-19. The WHO has agreed to an independent evaluation of its handling of the pandemic, especially its initial response and early dealings with China during the first days and weeks of the outbreak in Wuhan. But it will not be dealing with a long-running question about the participation of Taiwan. The timing is noteworthy because Taiwan has had success in dealing with COVID-19, and there may be lessons others can learn from its experience. But Taiwan's government is not part of these international discussions. China has blocked it. The Taipei government wants to be restored to observer status at the WHO, a position it held from 2009 to 2016. That ended with the election of Taiwanese President Tsai Ing-wen, who does not accept the view of the Beijing government that Taiwan is part of mainland China. And this has been a bubbling diplomatic issue ever since. The WHO has now agreed to postpone the next round of discussions on this topic until later this year. Meanwhile, Taiwan's latest numbers, fewer than 500 cases of COVID-19 and 7 deaths in a population of 23.6 million. With the Asia Minute, Bill Dorman, Hawaii Public Radio.